Jason Aldean sparks controversy for his take on leftist violence and lawlessness in the musical Warning, Try That in a Small Town. By A.W.R. Hawkins and Jerome Hudson on July 18, 2023. Lyrics from Jason Aldean's latest track, Try That in a Small Town, in which he calls out leftist violence and lawlessness, have earned the country superstar two things: outrage headlines accusing him of a modern lynching and the number one spot on the iTunes All Genres chart. The music video for Try That in a Small Town begins depicting footage of the fiery Black Lives Matter riots around the country in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. People spitting at and attacking police, and convenience stores being ransacked. The song begins. Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjack an old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Watch below. Aldean also focuses on firearm ownership and Try That in a Small Town, suggesting that people in rural America own guns that they never plan on surrendering to a big city bureaucrat. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city, good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Indeed, the big city violence portrayed in Aldean's music video has been a driving force behind rising gun sales in America in recent years. In 2021, the year after COVID lockdowns and Black Lives Matter riots, a record number of 5.4 million first-time gun buyers flooded into gun stores around the country, seeking a means to protect themselves. A report from the National Shooting Sports Foundation made clear that 33.2% of those first-time gun buyers were women. Moreover, nearly 45% of retailers reported seeing an increase in the number of Black Americans purchasing firearms in 2021 versus what they saw in 2020. Aldean also paints a picture of small-town people ready to stand up and fight against lawlessness and preserve their way of life. Full of good old boys, raised upright. If you're looking for a fight, try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Reactions to Aldean's latest song have ranged from chart-topping support to screeching headlines accusing the Grammy-nominated singer of racism. The Daily Beast responded to the Try That in a Small Town music video with a headline titled, Jason Aldean Catches Heat for Racist, Pro-Gun Lyrics, a Modern Lynching Song. Newsweek reacted to Aldean's video by running a piece titled, Jason Aldean's New Song Sparks Outrage Over Guns, Very Scary Lyrics. Late Tuesday, Variety reported that after airing Jason Aldean's music video for Try That in a Small Town, the CMT network pulled the 3-minute clip from the air on Monday. The pro-gun control K-12 shooting database also took issue with Aldean's pro-2A lyrics, but did so by attempting to slight him because he ran for cover while under fire during the October 1, 2017. Aldean was headlining the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival when an attacker with legally purchased guns opened fire from an elevated position. The K-12 shooting database tweeted. However, sales of Aldean's Try That in a Small Town are booming. The anthem hit number one on the iTunes music charts as left-wing media raged. Aldean is no stranger to controversy, and his support for Donald Trump has likewise driven the left crazy in recent years. Music Mayhem noted that Aldean met with Trump on April 30, 2022, and afterward referred to Trump as his old friend. He posted about the meeting on Instagram, noting, "I got to spend a couple of days with the GOAT. This man is unbelievable and I wish you all could see what he does behind the scenes. Class act." Moreover, his wife, Brittany, and sister launched a clothing line featuring shirts emblazoned with phrases like unapologetically conservative, military lives matter, and we the people. On September 30, 2021, Breitbart News reported that Brittany Aldean released a line of anti-Biden shirts, one of which said, "Anti-Biden Social Club." On August 14, 2021, Breitbart News quoted Brittany responding to criticism of her and Jason's political views, saying, "I think it's important now more than ever to stand for what you believe, even if it goes against the grain. I personally don't give a damn if people don't agree with me," she added. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010, a speaker at the 2023 Western Conservative Summit, and he holds a PhD in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler @JeromeHudson.